Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 8, 2023. The 10 Sephirot that form the four worlds. Question. In the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, it is said that the four-letter name of the Creator, in the general aspect, is manifested in the 10 Sephirot. How should we understand this? Answer. In principle, these are not 4 degrees of the descent of the light, that is, the impact from the Creator to the creation, but 10 degrees, because one of the degrees consists of 6 sub-degrees. The result is 10. These 10 Sephirot, 10 degrees, form the four worlds, Atzilut, Beria, Yetzirah, Asiya, and their root, called Adam Kadmon, Ak. At the same time, our world is included in the last degree of Asiya. Question. How can a person imagine these worlds? Answer. There is no way. It is a gradual descent, a weakening of the upper light relative to the creations existing on these 4 degrees. All this is felt inside a person, in his attainment. From Cab TV's preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, May 14, 2023. The difference between spiritual and corporeal desire. Thus, the only difference between the upper worlds and this world is that as long as the will to receive incorporated in his abundance has not fully materialized, it is regarded as still being in the spiritual worlds, above this world, Baal HaSulam, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, Number 2. Question. Once the desire has materialized, it already exists in this world. What is the difference between a desire in the spiritual world and the same desire that has materialized in our world? Answer. The difference is in the desire itself, in its quality and level, that is, in what it seeks to fill everything with, either corporeal, egoistic desires, pleasures, intentions, and fulfillments or spiritual ones. This is the big difference between desires, their gradation, and their gradual separation. Question. In our world, psychologists divide desires into 5 types, from basic desires to desires to understand the meaning of life, who I am, what I am. Are all these corporeal desires? Answer. Yes, they all relate to corporeal desires. That is, these are the desires that a person who was born in our world, lives in our world, and feels it as a place in which he exists, can feel. Question. But the root of these desires is in the spiritual world where they have not yet materialized. How does a person feel them? Does the same desire, let's say for food, exist in spirituality? Answer. If you, for example, draw some chemical formula or physical equation, this will be the expression of your desire in matter or even above matter. Question. I am just trying to figure out what the addition is when this desire becomes spiritual. The corporeal one is clear to me, everything is clear here. You take a piece of meat, swallow it, and get some kind of pleasure through the receptors. How does this happen in spirituality? Answer. In spirituality it also happens the same way. You take the fulfillment, immerse the desire in it, and get the feeling of fulfilling the desire. Question. Where is the Creator in this formula? Where is he manifested in it? Answer. He is not manifested anywhere. Only in your feelings. Question. So is he this pleasure and abundance? Answer. The feeling of the source of pleasure is defined as the Creator. While enjoying a piece of meat, I do not know where this pleasure comes from. I just know that if food comes into contact with my receptors, then I feel pleasure. This is how I am arranged. Is there another source behind this in spirituality? That is, do I feel someone who gives me this additional pleasure? From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, May 14, 2023. The power of the desire. Question. If a person feels a certain influence from you, feels your energy, does it affect the hastening of his understanding of spirituality? Answer. It depends only on his work. Question: how is it for you with your teacher? Answer: we were attuned to each other, I to him, and he to me. We worked in unison. I wanted to receive from him, and he wanted to pass on to me. He worked in order to form within me everything that is possible, fulfill, and so on. And I was in some part a passive recipient, and in some part an active one. Question: how did you agree to come to this? Answer: we did not. This is a desire. There is no way to agree in words here. This is simply a desire to annul oneself before the teacher, and then the student becomes able to receive from him. It is also necessary for the teacher to have the desire and vision of what he really needs to give to this student, because he sees a possibility to continue the spiritual transmission to the world in the future. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Spiritual Energy, April 21, 2011. Everything depends on the internal data. Question: why did it happen that, besides you, all other students of Rubash practically study by themselves? Answer: it depends on the structure of the soul, and there is nothing you can do. Comment: but, after all, they are at a certain degree of attainment. My response: this is their internal data. But that is not the point. The fact is that there is no further dissemination from them. If they do some internal actions, then although it is somehow manifested in the spiritual world, it is not reflected in our world yet. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Spiritual Energy, April 21, 2011. Dissemination chain. Question: you have repeatedly explained that dissemination needs to be passed on to the next level. Who decides what step to take? You cannot just spread information into the air. How does the process of further connection happen? You had everything clearly set: your teacher, you, and your students. And your students have such layers, some more, some less. Answer: so what? Everything will be determined for them as well. They are already connected with thousands of people in the world, and they will be with millions and billions. Everyone will gradually become connected. Question: but everyone has a definite goal in their inner development. This one connects with such and such people, that one with others. Or is it chaotic? Answer: no one chooses anyone. Whoever comes, comes. Did I choose you? Or anyone else? They come and that is it. They knock on the door and enter. Admission is free. And then everything depends on the student, on his inner structure, on the structure of his soul, and on how much he can place himself as a student. In general, everything should be done as freely as possible to give a person only information, to push him. And then everything will flow by itself. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Spiritual Energy, April 21, 2011. From the level of angel to the level of human. Question: why did the general system not reward us from birth with an altruistic perception of pleasure? Answer: if we were not in our egoistic perception of pleasure, but in an altruistic perception, then we would have no resistance to it, we would simply exist in it. We would be at the level of angels, that is, forces that exist like that, and we would have no comprehension, no sense of our own I. We would not be opposite to the Creator, we would not be personalities, we would not be creations relative to Him. Precisely because there is opposition to our egoism in revealing the higher world, in revealing the state of bestowal, love, and connection with what is outside of me, with my friends, with their inner aspirations to the Creator, and there is the possibility of freedom, I therefore exist separately from the upper force and I do not obey it, I choose what to do. If this were not the case, then we would simply automatically exist in bestowal, as we now automatically exist in receiving. Now, we are also angels, only angels of death, who, with each of their temporary fulfillment, kill themselves, thereby bringing death closer. Otherwise, we would be angels of life, in other words, forces that simply exist in that volume of life and know nothing about themselves. Comment: but if you say that the situation is much better than the current one. Answer: no, not better. The angel of life is no better than the angel of death. Both are neither better nor worse, these are the forces of nature. There is no good and bad outside of a person when he decides whether to move forward or not. Outside of man, these forces are equivalent. From these two forces, from their correct combination, each moment we build states that add up together and give us the image of man or Adam, which means similar to the Creator. Question: when a great Kabbalist comes to a certain point of comprehension, does he wait for everyone else to comprehend? Answer: he does not wait, he works on his own correction by helping others. As long as the others are not corrected, he feels like that too. No one can achieve complete correction until the whole world is corrected, so every Kabbalist has more to do. From KabTV's I Got a Call. What is mind? February 21, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is hidden in the Zohar? The Zohar hides nature's secrets from us in a way where we start understanding that such secrets are unattainable, that nature's control room is hidden from us. Nature controls our every movement, thought and desire. We exist in an incredibly limited range of perception, one that constantly presses on us, and we fail to understand why everything unfolds specifically the way that it does. This is the concealment we live in. There is, however, a way to open our doors of perception and disclose nature's complete picture beyond our limited vantage points. If we draw closer to nature by emulating its qualities of love, bestowal and connection, then we eventually start disclosing nature's forces, plans and also various miraculous phenomena. As such, we come to feel and understand nature by becoming like it. That is what the Zohar teaches us. Based on KabTV's introduction of the Book of Zohar with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on May 21, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.